Rousseau is one of those wonderful people who don't just blah, blah, blah. You know, we Christians, we're so good at this. We moan and we say the shame, this and poor that, and then we do nothing. So this is someone who's not like that. Terry, let's introduce you before we get into the faith journey and all of that. You as a person, yes. The Terry at home with the pantoffles on before the first cup of coffee, the real you, if you had to introduce that personality to people, who are you?
Oh, my word. Okay. So we live on a farm. We have a macadamia farm, which is, we call it the mad farm because we've had some crazy characters, creatures, animals, pets, chickens busy laying on the bed. That is my life. My husband wakes up in the morning with coffee in bed and a chicken trying to lay an egg. I have six kids, three of my own and three that have been in our long-term foster care for almost a year. We homeschool two of them, three of them are in school. One is working overseas and I'm a serial entrepreneur. If I can term myself that, I'm a go-getter. I see opportunity in everything. I was very fortunate to build up an incredibly amazing business that I had for 14 years and decided to sell just over 2 years ago. I just realized it was the end of the journey and it was time for new chapters. And so I sold that company, which opened up a bit more time. And yeah, life is just being a mom, running around. I've got my smaller business, which is making Play-Doh. We've got the macadamia farm, which keeps us busy. We've got the kids back and forth from school and the two being homeschooled. So life is crazy.
And do you have like a toe in music? I see you've got a heart for the worship movement. So I was wondering, do you make music yourself?
I love music. Music, it ignites me. I'm a visual person. So I've either got to see something in pictures or videos, or I've got to listen to it. And certain music, just like beat and rhythm, just gets me going. It just uplifts me. It makes my brain tick. It makes it think. It sees things. I just love music. I can sing, but I don't sing. Well, I think I can sing. My kids have never heard me sing, so they don't believe I can sing.
It's a secret.
So I'm not exactly the one that's going to go stand up on the stage and go and sing in front of thousands of people. No.
Okay, well, normally when people end up on a farm, now that means that even though they really, really, really work hard, they get all quiet on you because they really, really, really work hard, you know? So but
yes,
I have
exactly.
No idea when I open this mail, which says, yes, you're busy with the epic walk with a band of glory, with faith journey, et cetera, et cetera. Where does this come from? Where did it start out? Because I'm sure it started at one point and built to the rest.
It did. And that's the scary part is I didn't realize how big it was until God like threw this like ton of bricks on my head a few weeks ago and just said like, boom, this is it. It's happening. So it's three different components. The Epic Walk and Bands of Glory and Tear Lodge. It's three complete individual dreams, visions, yearnings, longings, whatever you want to call it, that have been kind of brewing over the last couple of years. The stage was when I had this company of mine in 2013 and 2014, we were in our heyday. We were winning awards. We were traveling all over the country. We were at expos. I was doing motivational talks. I was training agents. I was sort of working at, talking at like corporate events and that kind of thing. And I was on an awful lot of stages. And I kept saying to my one friend, Estelle, this is not it. There is something more. I really believe that this company, as big and exciting as it is now, this is just a stepping stone. And I kept saying, there is the stage. I can see a stage. I'm standing on it. There are thousands of people in front of me, but I have no idea where or why or what the purpose is of the stage. And it's almost, I suppose you could say, it's haunted me for the last couple of years. And so that's the one side. I'll get to where the stage is going to now. The other side of it was when my company was in Cape Town and we moved to Nyasa to this farm, I kept the company in Cape Town and I used to do a lot of driving up and down. And basically, I don't know how well you know the Western Cape, but if you're coming down the Hohoek Pass towards Botrivier and you look down into the mountains, there is this incredible, majestic-looking train track winding down with these three bridges, and something just drew me to this, and I got this vision of, I need to walk from Cape Town to Knysna. And since 2018, it has just been this yearning, this absolute desire. Every year, start of the year, I need to do this walk. This is it. I have to do this walk. And every year things work against me. And it never materialized. Everything worked against me. Nothing came together. I couldn't understand why I had to do the walk. What was the purpose of the walk? How do I afford the walk? How do I take, 2, 3 weeks off of my time? And again, beginning of this year, it all felt like this ton of bricks falling on me and like, boom, this is it. It's happening. Start preparing. You are doing this walk. And again, it was like, but why? And for what reason? And every day driving home from dropping the kids off at school, I would start to see it clearer. Every day I was asking the questions and every day I was getting the answers. And I always saw the stage, and if I can term it, this walk as being the big puzzle, that when I figure these two out, the puzzle will be complete. And the scary thing is, since finding out what all of this is about, I've realized they're just two tiny pieces of this big multi-thousand piece puzzle. And this picture is way bigger than I thought it was ever going to be. So the walk is happening. It's now on the 7th of September. We leave from Gerbo. It's 20 days and it's to Knysna. And I've since come to realize the purpose of the walk is a faith journey. It's to trust and believe the process of waiting this long for this walk to materialize. And it's to bring awareness to Bands of Glory, which is that big stage, which finally came, I got to see where the stage was and what it was about. So Bands of Glory is happening Easter weekend 2026, and it is envisioned to be this massive 2 to 3 day camp away weekend, thousands of people, 28 bands from all over South Africa. We want churches from anywhere and everywhere. We want the churches to bring their praise and worship teams to the stage. And it's basically going to be a rally stroke battle of bands over the 2 to 3 days of just go mad praise and worship. Families from all over, traveling from wherever, Timbuktu, Joburg, Durban, you name it, they're going to come to the farm. And this is where it's going to be the biggest praise and worship thing South Africa's ever experienced. And again, from that, my whole question was, okay, I get it. We're bringing all these people here, but isn't there a bigger purpose? And the purpose was to raise funds to build Teo Lodge, which again is something my husband and I are very much involved in our day-to-day lives, as well as my mom and my stepdad on their farm and their day-to-day lives, is we just seem to always be helping people. We're always taking people in. We've always got lost souls. We've got taken people off the street. We've had drug addicts, alcoholics, you name it, we've helped them out. And we just felt like we now need to actually establish a proper place to properly help them. And I call it like the bridge between lost and found. They go through rehab, they come out sober, but the world is so overwhelming and they can't find work, so they backslide back into drinking. And we want to use the lodge to basically skill them, give them a sense of purpose and belonging, and help them on their way to become successful and even get involved with the lodge futuristically and helping other people to see the light. So the three individual dreams and visions and yearnings have actually all materialized into actually one huge, massive, big kingdom project, which is all just being thrown at me, and it's now it's happening. It's just go with the flow, trust me, walk with me, it's happening. So it's scary. It's incredibly overwhelming because there is no funding. We are starting from the ground up, and it's exactly that. It is a faith journey. We are purely going on faith that all of this is going to just be bigger than big.
Well, the walk thing is quite something. I mean, you can see how many Caminos are jumping up everywhere, even in South Africa. So people are needing this. If we start now from one side, if we start with the epic walk, 500 kilometers is a lot. So I'm sure there's not many people I think will do the whole trip with you. But it does seem to me that you're thinking communities, like while you're going through a little doorpy, that doorpy starts. What's the practical plan you're thinking here?
Okay, so there are four of us that have committed to doing the walk from start to finish. We are hoping to get more people on board in the next few days, but it's myself, My mom, who's 75, is doing the walk with me.
Oh, wow. All 500
My foster,
Ks.
all 500 Ks.
Oh,
She is
wow.
fitter than all of us. She's going to walk us under the table. My foster daughter is walking it with me. She's 13 and she has said to me, "I'm doing it. You're not going to let me quit." So she's been practicing and training and walking every day, trying to get fit. And then we've got a family friend that has said, no, she's on board. She also wants to do it. So there are four so far that are committed to the full 20 days. And then what we've done is because we're homeschoolers, we've tried to connect with other homeschooling families and now also with churches along route and trying to get families to sponsor us that one night that we are walking through their town to say, listen, we've got our tents, we've got our sleeping gear. Please, we just need somewhere safe to pitch the tents, access to a bathroom. And if you're up to sponsoring a meal, that'll be fantastic. And then encouraging those families and their friends to walk with us the next leg. So from them to the next stop, which is about 25 Ks away. And then again, connecting those families and then getting them to join for the next walk. And then I think ideally, we're still working on trying to get appointments set because of time constraints, but in each of the places we go, we would love to have one of the churches at least open up for us and say, listen, we're going to invite some of the congregation that are interested. Maybe we even do a bring and bry and come and hear our story so far about the journey that we're walking and come and hear more about why we're walking and use it to encourage them to get their praise and worship teams to join us at Bands of Glory next year. So it is a whole, we're just trying to get word out. We just want to connect people, get word out, and just be seen and heard, basically. Yeah, that's what we want to do on the walk. Nobody is expected to do the full 20 days. You can do one day, you can pick the days, they can find the itinerary on the website and say, oh, I've always wanted to walk that area, let me join them. And if you can't do the full 25 Ks, walk five, get a friend to pick you up. We just, the more we can just have people involved, even if you just walk from the start of your town to the end of your town, it all has an impact and it all just connects and all just becomes a visual and awareness and out there.
Okay, so a lot of that is communication, and that's hard work to
It
build the
is.
rapport in the first place that people trust you
Yes.
enough with their church and their congregants that what you say is not some
Yeah.
fluff, because there's a lot of fluff going on if you don't know
There
someone.
is.
It is a risk from their side, so it has to be God
Yes.
mandated or it will not work. And
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I love this thing that you're also empowering them to get do this walk with you for their length. And then during the walk, is it a groot kuier or are we doing this in silence or what is it, or is it, you
No,
know?
I think it is just a take it in its stride. I'm sure there are going to be days where we're just going to be tired of talking and we're just going to maybe walk 10 meters apart and have our own space and our own moment. But I also think it is very much going to be about talking and meeting people and connecting and finding new connections. And I'm not going to give a name away, but it's somebody that is joining us from Swellendam or before Swellendam to Buffeljacks, happens to be quite an influential person in the Mighty Men setup. And I'm hoping to use this opportunity to have 25 kilometers of give me all the answers I need to know. How do we do this?
Yeah, that'll be
So, you know,
awesome.
we need a stage, we need lighting, we need this, we need that. Come on, you got to give me some mens and help here. So, yeah, I think people are going to connect and we're going to find the answers we are looking for. You know, we've got so many questions about, yes, we've got to trust God is going to provide, but he's going to find us those people. And this, I believe, is going to find us those people. So,
I mean, you
yeah.
can even leave behind some unity. I'm just thinking if you come to a little dorpy and they've got their own churches, because you know the little dorpy's got 15 churches in three streets in
Yes,
any case, and if you can
they
have, and
do.
you can say, like, not necessarily one band, what about making a band? I mean, that is what people do for these
Create,
gigs. They
yes.
create a community band that you can send representing our community at this thing where there'll be media or something like that, you know, where they can get some coverage for
Exactly.
their little dorpy. And that it has to come from outside
Yeah.
to be newsworthy in many cases. So
It
this,
does,
you
yeah.
definitely have say, yeah. Okay, and then that battle of the bands, you say it's 2 whole days. Jy gaan nie slaap nie. You know this now. You
No,
can
that's going to be the whole party. So, in the theme song that we've got, it actually says Woodstock, but bigger and better with more purpose and meaning. So, it's literally, we are, you know, if you try and, okay, well, I haven't personally been to Mighty Men, but my husband and my kids have. And from what I've heard, it's hundreds and thousands, well, not hundreds and thousands, hundreds of people, thousands of people attending and camping and bonding and just building this like love relationship between them. And that is what we want from this. We want people from Joburg and Durban and wherever to literally, transition down here for the weekend, make it a long family weekend. All the kids are welcome. It's pitch your tents, it's party all the way. It's just live in that moment for the whole 48 hours of, amazing music.
In a Christian
So,
way,
in a
not
Christian
a witch.
way.
The Christianity rules. Okay, and all of this is to get the money together for Taya Lodge. Taya Lodge, am I saying
Yes.
it correctly? And then why the name?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So it's actually got a lot more meaning to it than I originally thought it had. We've since discovered it has a far bigger purpose in the name. So Taya happens to be my niece. She is 7. She is special needs, and she was up until a couple of months ago undiagnosed. She can't walk. She can't talk. It's resembles cerebral palsy, just to give an indication of
Sure.
the type of child she is. And I just had it in me that she will never get to have a chance to leave a legacy. So for me to name the lodge after her means that she gets to leave a legacy. But adding to that, she is one of those children you cannot help but fall in love and just appreciate life when you meet her. She smiles, she laughs, she lights up your day. She just completely transforms a bad day into an incredible day. And then with the statistics of her condition, she is one in 8.2 billion people on this earth with her condition. She is the only diagnosed case. And that made me realize just how special she is, and then wanted to bring that across to the people that come to the lodge for healing, is to make them realize you are one in 8.2 billion. And in God's eyes and in Jesus' eyes, you are known to him. You are equally as special as anybody else, and you can also do great things. And then a friend of mine actually went, I didn't even do this, a friend of mine went and Googled the Hebrew term for Taya, and or the name, yeah, the Hebrew meaning of Taya, and I was blown away. It's everything to do with strength, courage, stepping out,
Oh,
boldness,
wow.
and I just thought it was just so aptly named. So it started with wanting to give my niece a chance to leave a legacy, because she just, has a way to light you up and give you a sense of purpose that, it ended up being something so much bigger than what we thought.
That is so gorgeous. Well, the nice thing about the body of Christ is everybody's got something to offer. God gives everyone
Yes.
something to contribute. So if they want to connect with you and bring what they have to the table, how do they do that?
Yes. The easiest is probably to say go to the website faithjourney.co.za. We are on Facebook as well. We've got Instagram, and we've got YouTube videos that they can go and watch. So what I've done is I've created a few promo videos to show the vision of what I'm seeing, of what this walk is to be, and what Bands of Glory is to be. So faithjourney.co.za, and on there we've got a breakdown explaining who, what, where, and why of each of the different projects, and then contact details. And there's a donations link. We've opened up a Back a Buddy account so that they can start donating money if they don't have a skill or a resource. But immediate needs. I mean, for the walk, we need places to stay. We are still looking for quite a few stops between Gribo and Knysna. We need to be heard. So, share it with the churches, share it with your friends, just start sharing and spreading the word. And then futuristic needs for Bands of Glory. We need stage builders. We need lighting. We need sound equipment. We need toilets. We need water. It's all on a farm where we have to bring everything in: generators, toilets, toilet paper, water, braai facilities. You name it, we're going to have to bring everything in. It's literally an empty piece of land that we're bringing everything to. And then, even more futuristically with Taya Lodge, we need guys that can help with the building. We planning to do wooden, like tiny homes for the individual cabins for the people to stay in, and then one bigger central building, which is like the dining room and breakaway rooms and counseling rooms and that kind of thing. So, near futuristically, we're going to need help with solar and building and putting it all together. And yeah, so funding, and then for now, the accommodation is the big thing.
Well, the Bible says be clear about your vision. So right there, that's a clear vision for you. Thanks for
I'm a
your
cook
heart.
too.
I love how you're standing surrendered before the Lord and not
Thank
chickening out when the vision got too
you.
big, because I think a lot of people would say, that's very nice, Lord. See you next lifetime. But this
You know why he chose me? Because everybody knows me. It's go big or go home. So I think that's
obviously,
why
it's
he
going to
chose
be.
me. It's like I'm all in.
Oh my word. Well, there you have it. You got to remember this name, Terry Rousseau, and then Taya Lodge. But first, if you want to find any information, Faith Journey. Is it .com or .co.za?
.co.za.
There you have it. Faithjourney.co.za. Will be great to see what God does with this one.